I'd like to introduce our next speaker. And our first, I guess, official presenter for this morning is Samara David. Samara is a master's-trained epidemiologist at the BC Centre for Disease Control. She completed her federal field epidemiology training and started with us in 2004. Her area of focus is in immunization and vaccine-preventable diseases, and she's the person who puts together all of our immunization coverage reports, which are posted on our website. And she'll speak to us this morning about what we know about uptake of immunization among BC adults.
Good morning, everyone. As Monica mentioned, I'm here to talk to you about the information that we do have on immunization uptake in BC adults. Many of the numbers that I'm going to be discussing with you today are in that handout in the left-hand side of your registration packages. It's going to look a little bit different, but all the information is here, so you don't have to be busy taking notes if that was what you were thinking of doing. Well, all of the regions in the province enter their childhood immunizations into an immunization registry. No immunization registry is routinely used to collect data on adult immunizations in BC. So in order to assess immunization coverage in adults, we rely on aggregate reporting of influenza coverage by the health regions for some of the target populations. And we also routinely conduct periodic surveys or analyze data from periodic surveys that are conducted at the national level. For influenza immunization coverage, we work with the health authorities through their representatives on the Influenza Immunization Coverage Assessment Advisory Group. Each region reports to the BC Centre for Disease Control the aggregate numbers of people immunized and people eligible for immunization for long-term care residents, staff of long-term care facilities, and staff of acute care facilities. These numbers are reported to us for each facility in the province, and then we roll these numbers up to calculate regional and provincial immunization coverage rates. Here are the influenza immunization coverage rates for long-term care facility residents for the 1999-2000 season through to 08-09. For the past 5 years, influenza immunization coverage in this group has remained above the target of 90%. These are the influenza immunization coverage rates for staff of long-term care facilities in British Columbia for 97-98 through to 08-09. Over recent years, coverage rates seem to have plateaued in the mid-60% level for healthcare workers in long-term care facilities. This graph shows the influenza immunization coverage rates for staff of acute care facilities in British Columbia for 2004-05 through to 08-09. The highest rate was 46% in 2005-06, but for most other years, coverage has hovered just above 40%. Now, it should be noted that immunization coverage assessment among healthcare workers, both in acute and long-term care facilities, have a number of limitations. The main limitation is the difficulty in actually determining the total number of staff that are in a facility to provide denominators for these calculations. We also do some of our coverage estimates using the Canadian Community Health Survey, which is a cross-sectional national survey that collects information related to the health status, healthcare utilization, and health determinants of the Canadian population. The target population for this survey is people aged 12 years or older living in private dwellings. The survey includes questions about influenza immunization, age, and select high-risk conditions. We can use the combinations of these variables to look at influenza immunization coverage in community-dwelling people over the age of 65 and people under the age of 65 with select high-risk conditions. Raw data are made available for analysis and include geographic data down to the health service delivery area level. So this survey was conducted in 2003 and 2005. In 2007, it was changed to a continuous survey that is being carried throughout the year. Because the same questions are asked each time the survey is conducted, we can look at trends over time. But so far, we only have the results from 2003 and 2005. The 2007 raw data are expected to be made available this coming fall. So these are the health authority and provincial level results for influenza immunization coverage from the 2003 and 2005 Canadian Community Health Surveys. Coverage at the provincial level was 68.5% in 2003 and 71.5% in 2005. The fact that the error bars overlap show us that the difference in the 2 years was not statistically significant, so we can't conclude that immunization rates are increasing over time at this stage. Health authority level estimates range from 63% to 72% in 2003 to 67% and 78% in 2004. Because the sample size for each of the health authorities was smaller, the error bars are wider, which shows us that the level of certainty that we have in the estimates are bigger. We have less certainty in the level of estimates. So there are no statistically significant differences in immunization coverage rates between the health authorities because these error bars overlap each other. And these are the influenza immunization coverage rates among Canadian population that was surveyed in the Canadian Community Health Survey, who were under the age of 65 years and reported having one or more of the chronic conditions that was included in the survey, which was also one of the conditions that was identified as making people eligible for influenza vaccine. So these conditions are asthma requiring medical intervention, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, chronic bronchitis, emphysema or COPD, and then we also looked at people who were reporting one or more of these conditions. So while it looked like there was variation among the group, the error bars show that there is a higher level of uncertainty in these estimates, and there are no statistically significant differences between the risk groups. When we combine the groups, which is the two bars on the far right side of the graph, to look at influenza immunization coverage among people reporting having one or more of these high-risk conditions, coverage was 37% in 2003 and 44% in 2005. We've also been able to analyze some of the data from the Adult National Immunization Coverage Survey. The NICS is a computer-assisted telephone survey that is carried out by a contractor on behalf of the Public Health Agency of Canada. It includes questions about immunizations for influenza, pneumococcal disease, hepatitis A and B, tetanus, varicella, and pertussis. It also includes questions about reasons for immunizing, missed opportunities, and attitudes around immunization. British Columbia purchased two extra samples as part of the 2006 National Immunization Coverage Survey to allow for provincial-level adult immunization coverage estimates for non-institutionalized individuals aged 65 years and older and individuals aged 18 to 64 with one of the specified chronic medical conditions, which for this survey included asthma, another chronic lung disease, a heart condition, cancer, diabetes, liver cirrhosis, chronic kidney disease, immune disorder or suppression, spleen problems or removal, a problem with hemoglobin, sickle cell anemia, or thalassemia. Prior to 2006, the Adult National Immunization Coverage Survey was last conducted in 2001, and it was also conducted in 2008, but British Columbia didn't purchase over samples in these years, so the results are only available at the national level. So from the 2006 adult NICS at the British Columbia level, 69% of respondents over the age of 65 years and 46% of respondents with chronic medical conditions reported receiving influenza immunization in the previous influenza season. 41% and 17% of respondents in these two risk groups reported ever receiving pneumococcal vaccine. Influenza and pneumococcal coverage rates in people aged 65 years and over were significantly higher than those in the younger population with chronic diseases. These were the only vaccines included in the survey that are routinely recommended as part of the adult or high-risk immunization schedules for all individuals in these two groups sampled in BC. 11% of seniors and 26% of people with chronic conditions reported ever being immunized against hepatitis A, and 9% of seniors and 32% of people with chronic conditions reported ever being immunized against hepatitis B. 24% of seniors and 48% of people with chronic conditions reported receiving vaccines for tetanus in the past 10 years, and 3% of both seniors and people with chronic conditions reported ever receiving pertussis vaccine. The varicella question was not asked of people aged 65 years and older. In the chronic disease group, 12% of people who had not reported having previous varicella disease reported being immunized. Influenza and pneumococcal coverage rates were also assessed for each of the risk groups. Generally, influenza coverage rates were higher than pneumococcal coverage rates. They ranged from 25% among respondents with liver cirrhosis to 59% in respondents with spleen problems or asplenia. Again, the confidence intervals are quite wide, and they overlap, so there was no statistically significant differences. Pneumococcal coverage rates range from 12% in respondents with liver cirrhosis to 25% in respondents with diabetes. And again, the confidence intervals overlap. So that brings us to the end of our results. I just wanted to point out that our coverage results are posted on PartnerNet, which is the password-protected part of bccdc.org, and we also have provincial-level results posted on the public access version of our site at bccdc.org, but our whole site is going to be moving to bccdc.ca in the next little while. Thank you.